state capital. Welcome back to The Cabin. This is the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow along with Kirk Bangstead. And Kristen Lyerly, I think, was still talking as we were going into commercial telling us about candidates.
Yes, I forgot about Kristen Elfheim.
There's more.
Who's running for Roger Roth's open seat in Appleton. There's so much going on in northeastern Wisconsin. Kirk, do you know anything that's happening in Wisconsin right now?
Okay, candidates? Okay. Kristen,
yes.
Another swig of your Evers Ale. And relax a little bit. We've moved to the next segment, so we have to talk about something else.
Thank you.
So this is we're having more fun. So Kristen brings a whole different couple people to the show, Pat. I kind of love it. It's a different scenario. But let's talk about Ron Johnson a second, because he posted something on Twitter that I saw a couple days ago, and Kristen reminded me of it today. He has developed a separate website called wisfacts.com, and the headline of this thing says like something like, it's all about the truth or whatever, right, Kristen? What does it say?
I'll tell you exactly what it says. Just the truth.
It's
really big. So, just the truth.
Just think about with this guy that we know. We've talked to a Republican operative that said that Ron Johnson admitted that he was lying about the election. Ron Johnson lies about everything, vaccines,
the vaccine one we just pointed out again on Tuesday, that over the weekend that Ron Johnson again lied on Twitter over the weekend, pointing to a database and claiming that database shows the COVID vaccine, you know, causes harm, when that is not what it is. Kristen, help me with it. It's the Vaccine Adverse Effect Reporting System, right?
VAERS. Adverse Event Reporting System. So yes. VAERS is what it's called. And it's a great reporting system. Anybody can report an adverse effect.
Anybody.
So anybody can report anything. So if you got a toothache after you got your vaccine, if you felt like you just were not quite yourself after you got your vaccine, you could report anything. And then they take all of that collective data and they weed through it to figure out what the serious adverse effects are. And that's how they do their continuing studying on vaccines.
And to prove that, one person, a reporter or a blogger, put in a reading that the vaccine turned him into the Incredible Hulk. And if you look on the database, it's there. So don't think of it as like the end result of science. It is literally the very beginning of taking in all data, truthful and garbage. It is basically a big answering machine where everybody's leaving messages. And then doctors and scientists pour through this to spot actual trends. But to use the raw numbers is not just reckless or irresponsible. It frankly should be criminal.
It's lying.
It's lying.
It's lying. And it's wonderful that everybody can write, I'm in the Incredible Hulk in it. Obviously, you're not supposed to do that. But that's how science, that's how you are able to spot trends, is that you don't limit people's freedom to be able to say whatever the heck they want to say. So turning back to his website, he is now creating a closed circuit where he is telling his lies, or what he calls his version of the truth.
I'm sorry, just the truth.
And you can't. So now, nobody can say that he's lying on his own website, because they've been saying that on Twitter for the last 12 years. They're like, Ron, you're lying again. Ron, you're lying again. So now he can shut that all off. And what that is it's that whole, psychological thing. I mean, it's like, it's misleading. I mean, it's repeating. It's like, we know Ron lies, so he's going to say, everybody else is lying about me. And then it confuses the electorate. And then everybody's like, well, we just can't believe anybody because everyone else is saying we're lying. And so now we're not going to vote.
Well, that's
their total strategy. I mean, that's what they do on conservative talk radio all the time. Tucker Carlson's entire career is based on that.
Right. And it gets to one of my beefs and why I helped with some other people to start Up North News is too many newsrooms out there were too afraid. They were pulling their punches that when somebody is lying, when you can see it, when you know it, you say so. So I shared some of the national headlines in our newsletter this week that basically, you know, the national outlets were calling out Ron Johnson for lying about the vaccine. But then you pull up one of the local in-state headlines and it's Ron Johnson holds public forum where people talk about their problems with the vaccine. And it had nothing in there whatsoever correcting the record because basically they were acting as stenographers. They were going and just repeating what Johnson says. And if that's what, you know, responsible outlets are doing and doing wrong, then we can't count on them to call out lies. And so you have to find other people that will.
Mm-hmm. We're unfortunately Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin media is, I mean, I've only lived here now again after leaving since high school. I've lived here now for 8 years, I guess. And so I don't, maybe there, it was better, but it's been always like, I need to rely on the New York Times and the Washington Post. I can't rely on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or the State Journal because either they have inexperienced journalists or they're not willing. The only time that I ever was proud of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was when they wrote that editorial on like January 7th that said Johnson, Fitzgerald, and Tiffany should resign because they were a part of the insurrection. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, finally, somebody had some spine at that paper.
I will say that I'm certainly not at your level of that with some of the newspaper reporters there. I do know that there have been times where I have, you know, gone on Twitter to take issue and, you know, say you guys are pulling your punches, you know, call it what it is. And sometimes they push back and, you know, sometimes they don't. And I think they might begrudgingly, you know, agree that they played that story too safe. But to get back to what Johnson's doing, it is that closed loop of communication, which, again, a lot of the population does not appreciate until you're accidentally exposed to it. You know, my wife and I were at a bar restaurant a couple of nights back where, you know, it was a right-wing radio station and one of the commercials came on and it was a reality I did not recognize. But it is the reality for folks who simply want to believe, taking us into our next topic here, that, for example, crime is rampant, that, you know, the riots in Kenosha are happening every night somewhere in Wisconsin. There's something that you need to be afraid of. And it's why for a lot of these campaigns over the years, one of the endorsements that was coveted by candidates was, say, the local sheriff or many sheriffs or, you know, other people in law enforcement. I never understood that about people running for state attorney general. They always go off on the, you know, I'm going to be tough on crime. Do you not know what a state attorney general does? They are not investigating, you know, murders or anything like that. They're working on a lot of things that, again, are at the state government level. But in running for an election, you know, you tout out the people that are going to say that you're tough on crime for, you know, what little that you have to do with it. And that takes us specifically to what Rebecca Clefish did this week in promoting a new commercial. And one of the people that I recognized in there was Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmalling. And that is the same Schmalling who very publicly announced a couple years back that he was not going to enforce COVID safety measures because he personally didn't agree with them. This is the same sheriff who was grandstanding about having members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission charged with crimes for what they were doing to try to help voters vote safely. And, you know, other than maybe laying the groundwork to run for office himself someday in some other capacity as a Republican, his conduct raises some real concerns. And you know, this is something where we know people can endorse. Sheriffs can make endorsements. And there have been races in the past in Wisconsin where people say, why is that sheriff in uniform endorsing? And they say, well, I can, you know, I'm a Republican. I'm a constitutional officer and I can do that. Yeah, you can do that, but maybe you shouldn't. And let me explain a few reasons why. And then I want Kristen and Kirk to weigh in. We have issues now where that should make partisan politics toxic to a potential sheriff who doesn't want to be a politician. Let's talk first about, you know, the systemic bias that's in law enforcement. If you see a sheriff in an ad, do you think that they will be, that it's that they are endorsing somebody who might advocate, say, shooting demonstrators? Or when it comes to gun safety, will this sheriff unilaterally decide not to enforce gun laws the same way that, you know, Schmalling did with COVID safety rules? What about books? You have people now talking about banning books about with LGBTQ content and other things. Are we talking about sheriffs now who are going to arrest the school librarian? And then, of course, the last one is election security. If you've got a sheriff who wants to buy into the big lie and says, well, we're not really sure, so I'm supporting this person who supports the big lie, how much closer are we to law enforcement intimidating voters by their very presence near election polling places? For these reasons and more, Kirk and Kristen, I would strongly suggest that either people in law enforcement should stay back from these commercial endorsements and candidate endorsements, and or voters should look at them now and say, maybe I should second guess that person if they're being endorsed.
So I'm with you 100% here, Pat, because I still don't understand, you know, I'm on a personal mission to hold people accountable for what happened on January 6th. But even before that, when all of the sheriffs, I mean, it wasn't just Schmalling, it was my sheriff in Minocqua. It was, they banded together. It was like 70 of them. When Evers had his mask mandate, there was this letter that was written by one person that they all put out separately all throughout the state of Wisconsin saying, we will not enforce this. And I still, to this day, I was like, why didn't Evers, why wasn't there a little bit of, you know, accountability there? Like, you can't not do what your governor says that you need to do. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, like, I think, I mean, I've called for my sheriff to be fired because of that. Nothing happened. But because nothing happened, how are we to know when they're, you know, it's like everything else. Like, January 6th might happen if we don't hold the people that did this accountable. If we don't hold sheriffs accountable for saying screw you Evers about the vaccine or about the mask mandate, then yeah, what else might they say? What else might they do?
Kristen,
we can't trust them anymore.
Kristen, I know this, you know, it sounds like I'm painting, you know, all law enforcement with a broad brush, which is not what I'm intending to do here. But the conditions that we have in politics right now, I would think should make some people think twice about this. Even the very good ones might want to say, I don't know. I don't know about this.
Well, I am deeply invested, I would say, in law enforcement. I mean, my partner is a police officer. Mm-hmm. So we have this discussion on a regular basis. And I have to say that most of his colleagues want to stay as far away from politics mm-hmm. as possible. But there are definitely those leaders, whether they're chiefs or sheriffs or union leaders, who do like to dabble in that. And I think it's really complicated. And when you look at where a lot of these law enforcement officers lie and where their allegiances are with the Republican Party, it's very confusing to me because the Republicans have consistently failed them. They have defunded the police. I mean, really, mm-hmm. they're shouting that Democrats want to defund the police, and they have taken so much money away from public safety in Wisconsin in the last 10 years that it's quiet, but you wouldn't believe the equipment that people are using, that police officers are using right now, because they're not actually being supported by that side of the aisle, which they think best represents them. And, you know, I think the thing that the most glaring example, and Ron Johnson has this on his Truthiness website too. He says 73 police officers lost their lives in the line of duty in 2021. When you click on the citation, by the way, it goes nowhere. Like, it's a dead citation, like most of them on his website, but the website is just completely broken. But he says it's related to the hostility, this is a quote, related to the hostility toward law enforcement promoted by leaders of the Democrat Party and the radical left.
Oh boy.
So I looked this up.
Truthiness.
Truthiness. So I looked this up. And if you go to the Officer Down Memorial page, which catalogs all of the officers who have died in the line of duty, and you look at 2021, 625 officers died in the line of duty in 2021. 446 of them, that's 71%, died of what?
COVID. They died of COVID. Stop making it sound like they were all, you know,
They died of COVID, and that is exactly what they're pushing back on.
Right.
So there is so much nonsense that's happening here.
Wait, they died of COVID, but many of them refused to get vaccinated.
Right.
Like, I remember New York City, like, half of them threatened to quit because the police union, which is very Republican, said, we're not going to let you do this to us. We're all going to quit en masse if you force us to get vaccinated. And you're telling me most of the deaths last year were from COVID?
Oh, yeah. 71%. And there are numerous examples of people who said, I'm not getting vaccinated. And then days before their retirement ceremony, they died of COVID. But I mean, this is actually a huge tragedy. But because we're so divided and because we're such finger pointers right now, and we're the radical liberals, and we're telling people to get vaccines, people are not getting vaccines and they're dying because of it.
And as
it's
it's
nonsensical.
You would never know that from the commercials you're going to see from the gubernatorial and the attorney general candidates that want to say, you know, crime is running rampant, crime, crime, crime. But exactly what crime? I mean, is Rebecca Clefish going to call out Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, for what he did? And apparently that's not crime. How about the fake electors, the fraudulent electors?
Isn't crime down?
And crime is under steady Evers or
than
down?
It was under.
Right. So it's one of the most, it's a fact that you can look up, but again, facts are not the same thing as truth, because on Ron Johnson's website, what is it? What is it about the truth? Nothing but
truthiness.
Truth?
Nothing but truthiness.
Nothing but truth.
Just the truth.
When we come back, Kirk Bangstad is going to give us the truth about his summer project and one of his new personal heroes in helping make his summer project work. All that and more coming up next. You're up north. I'm asking you.